ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You are listening to the program The Key on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a very important topic, and that topic is related to one of the noble, virtuous, and divine characteristics. I'm speaking, of course, of tafakkur, or thought. As you know, in many places in the Holy Quran, as well as the Hadith, God has encouraged us to think and to perform tafakkur. By way of example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: Thus does God clarify His signs for you, so that you may reflect. كَذَلِكَ يُبَيِّنُ اللَّهُ لَكُمْ الْآيَاتِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَفَكَّرُونَ. In this beautiful verse, God says that the exposition and the elaboration of the signs of God, its goal and its purpose is to allow human beings to think about them and to ponder over them. So tafakkur is almost like one of the, it's not only a human virtue, but it's also one of the goals and rationale behind creation. Imam Ali alayhi salam has also been reported as having said, thinking instigates goodness and action upon it. That meaning the beginning of the performance of good actions is tafakkur and thinking about them. Obviously, if we don't think about them and their virtue, then we cannot perform them. And in a very beautiful hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam said, thinking is a transparent mirror. Al-fikru mir'atun safiya. It's like a mirror reflects, a polished mirror. It reflects everything that it faces. When we perform tafakkur and we think, properly think about something, the knowledge of that thing and its understanding is reflected in our being. And finally, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, a thought is the mirror of merits and the penance for vices. Now, the question we want to pose today is this. So thinking, obviously, is a virtue. We want to ask today, what is it that can purify our thought? Because obviously, everybody thinks, even those people who come to incorrect conclusions, those people who hold incorrect beliefs, they think about them and, you know, they provide evidence for those incorrect beliefs that we believe are wrong. We as Muslims believe are wrong. They have their own arguments for them. So somebody might object and say that, well, this means that tafakkur is not so virtuous because it can lead to incorrect results. The answer to this question is that, well, tafakkur, it has certain conditions and it can diverge from its correct path and lead to incorrect and false conclusions. So we have to purify it from its blemishes and fulfill its necessary conditions so that we can arrive at the desired conclusions of tafakkur and thought. So in order to answer this question, we can take inspiration from a hadith which has been passed down from Imam Ali alayhi salam, who said, whoever eats less, their thought will be purified. And he said, how can one's thought be purified if they are constantly full? Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the things that purify thought in the light of the hadith of the infallibles, alayhim wassalam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You just listened to the program, The Key, on Iran Radio with Sheikh Shiraz.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.